Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
On the last episode, we heard that the Purple Ninjas have some kind of plan to code the bugs that were decomposing rotten apples, and I'm not exactly sure what is going on, but Ava seems to be very distracted with getting Principal Patel to get dunked in the dunk tank at the Fall Festival fundraiser at school. And Jaden was off to save a cat? Well, I'm not sure what's going on, but let's see what happens next. As Jaden was flying his jetpack, he looked down into the trees to try and find the cat that had gone missing. This wasn't the first time this creepy cat had climbed into a tree and gotten lost, so Jaden had a pretty good idea of where to find him. "Here, kitty kitty," called Jaden. "Please come out so I can take you home." "There you are, my salty sweetheart." Jaden tried to reach out for the cat, who was not wanting to be saved, and was met with a quick slash from the kitty's claws. "Ouch! Oh! Yow! Calm down, girl. I'm just trying to help you get down."
"Shh, Jaden. We need you to get back to HQ right now."
"Shh. Ava, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of trying to get this cat down from this tree. He's very angry."
"I think this is a little more important. You better hurry. You gotta see all these bugs."
"Shh. Wait, what did you say? Something about bugs?"
"Shh.
Shh. Hey, Ava, what did you say? Come again."
There was no response from Ava, and Jaden turned to look at the cat and said,
"All right, Miss Whiskerface, I'll be back for you. I just gotta go check on my friend real quick. Don't move a muscle." Jaden was really confused why Ava said something about bugs. Like, why was that so urgent for him to come back?
Very strange. As he was flying back towards HQ with his jetpack, he could see it from very far away.
Mr. Jim and Ava were standing outside of HQ in the front yard, and the building was covered in bugs.
"Hey, what in the world is going on down there?"
shouted Jaden from above as he was carefully landing in the grass.
"Phew, we're not exactly sure," said Mr. Jim. "Somehow all these insects decided they wanted to hang out with us at HQ. It looks like more than that. I can barely see the walls. Did they get inside?"
"Not yet, Jaden. Mr. Jim and I were working to make sure all the windows and doors and everything is sealed up to make sure they don't get inside."
"Ava, what do you mean not yet?"
"Well, ever since they arrived, they've been chewing on the walls."
"What? Why would bugs want to chew on these walls?"
"Yeah, we're not sure, Jaden, but the good news is that these walls are made of concrete, so I doubt they're going to cause any problem for us. It's just very strange. Something we should keep an eye on, but anyway, Jaden, you can head back to get the cat out of the tree. We'll be fine here."
"Oh, great. Back to that evil whisker face. Lucky me."
Jaden blasted off with his jetpack on his way to go rescue that creepy cat from the tree. Meanwhile, up in the stinky blimp lab, one of the purple ninjas was asking Steve to double check all the functions of his code that he had written.
"Steve, please, please make sure you double check everything, okay? I just don't want there to be a big mistake."
"Stop interrupting me. I need to focus."
Sorry, I'm just nervous. Ever since you hacked into the first satellite, we're honestly all in disbelief that you actually pulled this off."
"Yeah, sure. But can you explain to me again why we want to control the bugs and the fungus and everything?"
"Remember the apple orchard when all those creepy crawly things were eating and decomposing the apples on the ground?"
"Yeah."
"Well, you see, those bugs they get rid of stinky things, like old rotten apples. So I figure, why not reprogram those little buggers to stop getting rid of all the stinky things and instead decompose the things we tell them to?
There. All done with the check,
said Steve.
Everything looks good.
Were you even listening to me?
Not really. You said something about the computer?
No, decompose. Never mind. I'll go tell the boss the system checks out.
Over the next several days, the bugs crawling all over HQ had gotten worse. Much worse. They even had started crawling on other important buildings, and the air was getting stinkier every day. Which is when Mr. Jim called an emergency meeting. Guys, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Very wrong about these bugs. Ava, I know you've been studying their behavior all week, right? Asked Mr. Jim. Yes, it's been very weird. Between all the fungus growing on the walls and the bugs chewing through our concrete and the repulsive smell outside, the only thing that connects it all is decomposition. Decomposition? That can't be, Ava. Last I checked, concrete walls don't decompose like this. I know, Jaden, that's why I've had a hard time believing all the data. But data is data, and it all points to decomposers. See, look at this. Ava pointed to a chart on the wall that showed the temperature readings from the compost pile at school. You see, there's a sharp drop in temperature at the compost pile in school. It's like the pile just stopped decomposing overnight. Ava, what does temperature have to do with anything that we're talking about? Jaden, you see, our compost pile is full of organic materials, like the old banana peels and scraps from old school lunches. All those things need to be broken down in order for it to turn back into soil. It's decomposers like fungus and insects that help in that process. Okay, and when they're working, are you saying it produces heat? Exactly, Jaden, but now the heat in the compost pile is gone. Like, the whole area around the school smells like rotten banana peels, and all the decomposers seem to be attracted to our building concrete walls. It's very confusing, but that's why I think they're connected. Interesting, said Jaden as he put his hand on his chin. Hey, Ava, hand me that temperature scanner. I'm gonna check to see if our walls are warmer than normal. Jaden walked over to the walls and immediately shouted for Ava and Mr. Jim to come over. What is it, Jaden? Asked Mr. Jim. Are the walls warmer? Yeah, but that's not the worst part. Look, there's holes. They've breached the perimeter.
Bing, 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 bing.
Ava, Jaden, this is an emergency. All right, Ava, call main HQ. We are under attack. All of our gear and spy secrets are completely vulnerable now. We're gonna need backup. The sound of Dr. Stinky Breath's laughing echoed through the purple blimp.
Great job, Pepper Ninjas. This has gone much better than expected. Let's expand our takeover. Send that code to more satellites. Let's now control all the decomposers in the whole world. And by the looks of it, HQ is now like taking candy from babies. Go, Pepper Ninjas, go. And steal everything you can from HQ!
Oh no, this is not good. This is definitely an emergency. There's now holes all over the walls of HQ, and the purple ninjas are on their way to steal all of our secrets and our gear. What in the world is going to happen? I'm not sure, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Jenny, Gwen,
Lizzie, Lucy, Brooke, Sebastian, Gabriel, Cody, Poppy, Abel, and Teddy. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. If you want to join the squad, have your parents head on over to SpyologySquad.com. Fill out the form and we'll send you an access card in the mail. This is HQ over and out.